I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. The secret to high-ticket consulting without losing your integrity or throwing honesty out the window. That's what we're talking about today. And have you ever felt confused, or have you ever wondered how there's some people out there that are just selling these five-figure WordPress projects, you know, $10,000, $15,000 projects, whatever, $25,000, $50,000 projects, these huge projects, while maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, my clients are only willing to pay like a couple $100, maybe $500, maybe $1,000 at the most. What's the deal? How do we overcome that? How do we get past that? And to, like, how do you get yourself into a position where you are one of those high-ticket consultants? And how do you do it in a way where it doesn't feel slimy, you feel like you're genuinely and authentically helping people, and you're keeping your integrity intact in the process? So that's the big ticket item for today. That's what we're talking about. And I wanted to bring that up for a couple of reasons. Like we've talked about in the past, like should you put pricing on your website and all these other kind of small like details that kind of go into it. But we haven't yet had a chance to really uncover, like, what's the big deal? Like, how do you break into this different realm? And, like, is there some kind of secret club somewhere where all of the great clients are hanging out and these high-ticket consultants kind of know how to get into it, but yet you're kind of on the outside kind of looking in, wishing that you had access to it? So that's the idea. And there's two approaches. Like I've been at this now for 17 years. I started our web agency in 2002. And now 17 years into it, I can kind of break it down into two different camps when it comes to high ticket WordPress projects or just high ticket web design even in general. And we're going to go through both sides. One side kind of boils my blood and is just beyond frustrating. The other side is genuinely fascinating, thrilling, and exciting. And so we're going to go through both sides, and hopefully by the end of this, you're going to come away with it feeling like, hey, you know what? I know what to do. I know what it takes to shift away from like low ticket, cheap website projects and into something that's going to be higher ticket, but also higher results as well. So that's kind of the idea. So I'm Lee Blue. I'm the founder of Double Stack. And, you know, one of the main things that I've been doing is helping WordPress developers make that shift into high ticket consulting and doing it quickly. Like it doesn't take a year or 10 years or anything like that to get to the point where you're making like, you know, $10,000 per month. You know, you can kind of go through that process in just a couple weeks, even if, as long as you know how to deliver some results. Like you can't necessarily go from ground zero, never having built a website ever before in your life, up to a six-figure business in a couple of weeks. But if you're sitting on some skills where you're like, man, I can do good work, and like maybe you've worked at an agency before, or maybe you've just kind of been ramping up your skill sets along the way, and you're like, well, I can deliver results. It's just I can't get the clients for it. Like I don't know how to pull that together and kind of put that structure in place to kind of get to the next level. That's what Double Stack is all about. And you end up with basically three things. You end up with maybe some additional technical skills that you didn't have before. You end up with marketing strategies so that you can attract and win these high-ticket clients. And you end up with a business structure that you can actually scale to the point where it will sustain the type of revenue that you really want to be generating. And, you know, we've talked about all those different components in different ways. But that's the point of Double Stack. If it sounds like something that sounds cool to you, you know, we can get on the phone and talk about it. But right now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the big picture. Like, what's the big shift when it comes to like increasing your pricing in a way that doesn't feel slimy and that authentically and genuinely helps people. And we'll also talk about, well, what's the bad approach? Like what's that approach that really, really irks me, really can even boil your blood at times. And how do we avoid that? So if you're here and you're checking things out, definitely put a note in the comments, say high five, boop, let me know that you're here. And as a side note, my wife and I over lunch, we were just talking about what's the difference between the word dramatic and the word melodramatic. It's like we got into this long discussion. It's like, does it mean the same thing, or is it different? Because it seems to me like without like looking it up or whatever, it seems like if you stick the word mellow in front of the word dramatic, it kind of chills it out a little bit, and it's less intense than it otherwise would be. But yet it seems like the actual definition is kind of fighting. So if you happen to know the deal there, put a note in the comments and let me know the difference between regular drama and melodrama, and that'll help me out. So sorry for the side note. But, so Tony says he's going to check it out later. Sounds cool, Tony. All right, so the terrible way to shift into high-ticket consulting, that's kind of what we want to jump into first, because this is what you want to avoid, but yet it's everywhere. It's like, it's everywhere, especially with regard to like Facebook ads and, you know, people kind of, you know, putting forth, you know, the secret, the key, the ticket, the thing that nobody knows, and then they try to sell it to you, maybe even as a consultant, as, you know, here's the thing that you've got to do. Like, if you knew my single tip secret golden nugget thing, then you would be able to shift into, you know, 10xing your income overnight, that kind of a thing. But here's the truth. The truth is there is no such nugget. There's no such thing as that. Like, it could be the case that if you're new to this and you haven't really been around that long and you're just kind of exploring things, that, yeah, there's probably some things you haven't heard of before and things you didn't know about, you know, but, you know, anybody who's been around for a while, even as little as just a few months to a year, it's like everybody knows about email marketing and everybody knows about, you know, Google and search engines and SEO and, you know, all of those things. There's like no like magic thing that I'm doing to, you know, to drive, you know, multiple businesses into the $1 million range. You know, like what do I know that nobody else knows? Like, I don't have some special access to some fancy email marketing platform that nobody's ever heard of before that sends all of my emails to everyone better than everyone else or anything like that. It's like, there's nothing like that. Even if you try to put a fancy name on it, there's still nothing like that. And that's one of the things that I find just so irksome, so beyond irksome. It can even freak me out to the point where I begin to feel angry about it, which is people that kind of wrap up something that's old and that everybody knows about, then they slap a new word on it, and then they present it as if it's some new and brand new discovery that they just figured out, like, you know, all to themselves, and that's the secret to their success. And what it generally seems to kind of shape up into is people kind of taking buzzwords, like whatever the buzzwords are, and then presenting them, oftentimes even to their clients, to make it sound like, ooh, we're doing really something fancy. I mean, what about like agile development? Like, we have this agile development methodology that we use, and we create adaptive design with a mobile-first approach, and then when we get into the copy for your site, we're going to be doing dynamic storytelling, and that's why we can charge 10 times more, because we're going to do all that stuff, as opposed to people who actually just write copy and just build websites that look great on mobile devices. You know, like, you just put the fancy words onto it, and then shazam, you know, there you go. Or maybe they've got some kind of a new, some kind of a new funnel that they've thought of before that they kind of this old approach to kind of, you know, even the word funnel itself is somewhat of a buzzword, but the idea of having like a systematic approach to onboarding clients, and then maybe you rename it something like the Trojan horse funnel. Like, I literally saw an ad on Facebook for somebody who was basically promoting this thing called this Trojan horse funnel. And like, first of all, like right off the bat, just the name alone really, really bothers me. You want to treat your clients like you're going to give them a Trojan horse? You know what a Trojan horse even is? Like, why do you want to treat your clients like that? Why do you want to give them something that looks like a gift, but then you open it up and it turns out that it overtakes them and crushes them, right? It's like, that is not at all, that's 100% against the way that I want to treat my clients and the people that I work with. I don't want to surprise them and then have them open something up and realize, hey, you know what? Not only is there nothing inside and it's not what you thought, but it's actually, you know, I'm overtaking your whole castle now. You know, shazam, you know, we win and you lose. You know, like, I hate that. I hate that with a passion. And I don't want to encourage anyone to go down that path where you're sort of deceiving people into the value that you're presenting, or you are, at the very least, kind of polishing things up to look shinier than they really are with these fancy buzzwords. And so that's the approach that I really, really dislike when it comes to shifting into high-ticket consulting. But I see people doing that all the time. And when I talk to people, especially like even here in this group, it's like when I talk to you guys, it's not like that. Like, nobody wants to do that. Everybody has the sense of integrity and authenticity, and they genuinely care for people. And so when I talk to people, one of the main things that they'll say is, hey, you know what? I hate the sales process, because they don't want to do that very thing. They don't want to go out there and try to make something shiny that's not shiny, or kind of put some fancy spin on things that's not real, just for the sake of charging more so that they can pad their pockets while the client could possibly be getting even a better result for a cheaper price. Nobody here really that I've talked to wants to do that. In fact, they feel quite the opposite and feel like, hey, if that's what it takes, I don't want to do this at all. And therefore, you know, the end result of that is oftentimes they undervalue their work, or they you know, can't attract the clients that they want to because they feel like they can't present their work as a high ticket thing. And so that's what I want to bust through today, because the truth is that most clients, like most of the business owners that you're going to be working with, they need a high ticket solution. Now, again, you have to think through the situation up front, because like if you're working with somebody who doesn't do anything that would sustain, like if they don't have the business structure in place for their business that can sustain like scaling their business to the point where they can make more money for themselves than they're paying for the marketing for their business, then that you'd obviously don't want to offer a high ticket solution to them, because they'll never recoup the cost. For example, you know, there's a couple of factors you want to think about when you're pursuing clients and the different markets that you're looking to go into. And if the market or if the client that you're working with basically has two big problems, then you want to avoid it. The two problems are they can't process high volume, meaning that there's some sort of a limitation on the number of transactions or the number of customers that they can handle, and the transaction value is low, right? So those are the two things. So basically they can't scale and the transaction value is low. An example right off the bat would be like dog walking. You know, you can't walk but so many dogs, because how many leashes can you hold on to at the same time? And how much can you charge to walk a dog? Another example would be like piano lessons out of my house, something like that. Like if you're working with someone who gives piano lessons and, you know, they have this limitation where there's, you know, just so many students that they can handle, you know, but at the same time, you can't charge like $10,000 for a piano lesson. You know, that's kind of the idea, where if you've got a client where they can't scale, the transaction value is low, don't offer them a high ticket solution. In fact, you know, one of the things I talk a ton about is if somebody has a situation like that, then maybe it's better to kind of redirect them into some path that might not even be on the WordPress platform. Like maybe all they need is a Wix website that they can handle themselves and kind of update their phone number if they ever change it without even bothering you. You know, and then maybe, you know, you guide them through that process, and maybe you can volunteer your time for it if you want to, or maybe just charge a little bit, $100, you know, something for a couple hours of your time, kind of coaching them through doing something like that. And that's an offer with integrity in it, because why would you sell somebody a $700 site that basically gives them the same outcome that they could achieve for $13 a month on Wix, you know, and then they have the ability to kind of maintain things, and they don't have to pay for a maintenance plan, and they don't have to do backups, and they don't have to worry about plugin updates and all that stuff. And it's entirely under their control if they ever want to add a new picture of themselves or something like that. So when you're thinking through your clients, don't offer high ticket solutions to businesses or to people where they can't sustain that kind of growth. Like it's not a good fit for them. So you want to make sure that what you're offering to them is in fact going to be a good fit. But here is what I would call the actual key, the secret, the thing. Like if I had to kind of pull out of my hat some kind of a nugget that actually is going to help people to actually connect with clients in this high ticket fashion without throwing honesty and integrity and authenticity out the window, here it is. And it's so simple, right on the face. Just be real. Just be honest and real. Open your client's eyes to the reality of what they're getting into. And so what I mean by that is you don't want to be in a situation, or your client doesn't want to be in a situation, where they get into something, they spend money on stuff, and then they get the product back and they realize, oh, shucks, you know, I don't even know what to do with this website now. Or maybe they're under the illusion that all I need to do is build a website and then I'm going to be, you know, ranked number one on Google. It's like, I can't even tell you how many people that are just kind of getting into business think, oh, you know, let's call Lee up and he can just put us on page one of Google. He forgot that part of the project or something like that. And of course, you know, then you want to, you know, talk to them and say, hey, you know, you can't just call me up. I can't fix that kind of a problem from your old project, because that's, you know, a bigger situation. But what you want to do is you want to open their eyes to the reality of what they're actually getting into. You know, what are they jumping into? What are the traps that are kind of just lurking just beneath the surface that maybe they aren't even aware of yet? And here's a great example of exactly what I mean by this. So just like 5, 6, maybe, I don't know, how many years ago was it? 6 or 7 years ago, we moved out here to this like farmhouse that I'm in right now, and we built it ourselves. And so we didn't like build like hammers and nails kind of built it, but we laid out the floor plans and, you know, figured out how all the rooms and the layout and all that stuff would work, where all the light sockets go and, you know, all that stuff, decorating what rooms, like what are you going to put in the kitchen? What kind of flooring do you have? You know, all those types of things. And it was the first time I'd ever done it. I like always before in the past had moved into pre-existing homes where all that was done for you. And you just, hey, you say, is this going to work for me? You say yes. And then you move in and shazam, now you got a new house. Well, this time we were actually building a new house, right? And so the part that was like, even if you're in a situation where you're building a website for someone and you're not diving deep into like the code, like you're not building an app or you're not doing a whole lot of custom code writing, you know, like that's kind of the equivalent of kind of moving into a house where it's like, it's not on me to like put the plumbing and the electrical in place and all the intricate details to make sure the house doesn't fall over and load bearing walls and all that stuff. But it was on me to figure out, well, where do you want the light sockets to go? Like, you know, where do you want the electrical outlets? You know, where do you want the light switches? Where do you want the TV to be? You know, all those different plugs and things that you need to kind of, you know, get going in your house. And what rooms do you want to have internet to? Like, is it, you know, do you want to run some hardwired to certain rooms for certain things? And it's really hard to think through all of that because you've never lived in the house before. Like, you don't know how you're going to use it. You don't, like, you, in your mind, you can sort of play out like, well, this is the master bedroom and we're going to put the children over there. And, you know, here's where we're going to have the family room and all that stuff. You kind of have a pretty good idea of that. But you've never done it before. You've never lived through it before. And sometimes after you move in, you think, well, I wish I had put the TV over there instead of over here. And so now what? Because the plug's over there, not over here. And it's one of those things where if somebody had done it before, had said, hey, you know, you don't need a TV outlet in your laundry room, even though it seems like a good idea to kind of, maybe you'll be doing laundry and want to watch TV at the same time. You know, you can save some money on that because the truth is you'll probably not watch TV in this little laundry room. And when you actually do laundry, it'll probably be in your bedroom where it's bigger and more spacious. So just put the TV in there and don't worry about, you know, spending the money over here in the laundry room or the kitchen for crying out loud. Like, you know, when you're picking out the countertops and the cabinets, you know, that was in one room. And then of course, flooring is in another room. So like if you have like the dark floor and the dark countertops, you don't necessarily know that it's not going well together. So there's all these things that are just lurking beneath the surface where if you've never done it before, it's easy to step in those traps. And that's the reality you need to open your client's eyes to, saying, hey, you know what? You're just jumping into this. I've been in this for 10 years or however long you've been in it. Let me avoid you stepping in all of these traps. And that's something that people aren't going to get from low budget and low ticket developers for a couple reasons. First, they probably don't know the traps anyway, because that's why they're charging low ticket. Even if they did, they wouldn't have the time to invest in really putting forth a comprehensive solution. And instead they'll say, hey, you know, how many pages do you need? You know, give me the copy, give me the pictures and Shazam in like 6 hours or whatever, I'll give you a website. And that's why it costs $500. You know, they don't have the time to think through all of the different things. And so what I'm suggesting as the key, as the actual ticket to high ticket sales is just be honest, just be real, be genuine and expose the benefits of working with you. For example, be real about the time it takes to actually do a good job. Because when like in DoubleStack, the people that I'm working with there, I recommend you charge a minimum of $3,000 to build everything out and up to 10, like somewhere between $3,000 to $10,000 is where most projects tend to land on that initial build out. And the reason why is it takes a lot of time. On average, it takes about 6 weeks to pull it all together. And that includes, you know, writing copy for you know, getting the copy and making sure it's not bad, that it's good. Maybe you contribute to that in some way. Making sure that they've got good photos. You know, if you have to source them through, you know, some kind of a third-party place to get pictures, fine, but make sure they're good. But maybe you can actually contribute to that. Maybe you can actually get a photographer on the scene and get real pictures in the mix. You know, the branding, make sure they've got a great logo. Consistently brand their social media channels. Make sure all that stuff is dialed in. You know, do they even need to set up certain, you know, like a new, like Facebook group or something to build a community? Like, get that set up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff involved in that, which is why it takes 6 weeks, which is why it costs $5,000. And you have to be real about the time. Say, here's what we're going to do. We're not just spinning off a website here because that's not really going to serve you. Like, you can buy a website, but then what are you going to do with it? And that's another thing. Be real about the tactics. Like, you know, just tell them what you're going to do. You know, like make sure that they understand we're not just buying a website here. What we're really doing is we're creating an online presence for your business that's actually going to do something. There's going to be outcomes and results in the mix. And here are the tactics we're going to use. Be real about that. Don't give it a fancy name. Don't call it the Trojan horse, whatever. Just say, here's what it really is. And this is what we're going to do. And this is why it's going to work. And just be real about that. The strategy too. Be real about the strategy. Meaning that, you know, do they have any idea what they're going to do online? Like, do they have a strategy for how to use all this stuff, you know, that you're creating? Like, why are you even creating all this stuff in the first place? Be real about that. Say, like, We're putting a strategy together. This is what's going to happen. This is why this is better than just dropping $500 on a site that somebody didn't even think about. You know, like you're basically just putting $500 in this like black box thing where you don't know what's going on inside. And then you get a website out the other end, but you don't know what even to do with it. It's just sitting there doing nothing, and you're stuck, and you don't know what to do. And then you begin to maybe even blame the developer for selling it to you, and you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be on the receiving end of that type of frustration. So be real. Be real about it. Say, here's what the strategy is. Be real about the results, right? What are people expecting? Like, if you just have a low ticket budget and you just want a couple of pages online, there's not going to be a lot of results with that unless someone else generates them. You know, like you as the developer of a 5-page site that basically you charge $500 for or $1,000 for, there's not going to be any results from that unless the business owner either does something on their own or hires some other marketing firm or something like that to contribute to it. If you just hand over a site, it can load fast. It can look great. It can be, you know, mobile ready. You know, it can be all of these things. But it's just, but it just sits there. There's no strategy behind it, and therefore there are no results. So you got to be real about that. Like, make sure, like, that's one of the things that's kind of lurking beneath the surface. It's like, be real about, you know, what are the results that you can expect from this, and kind of open your eyes to that. Be real about the relationship. Like, what's it going to be like after you launch the site? Like, what happens next? Like, do I just get a site and then I go on? Or do they need like some training as to how to use the site themselves? Because if they do, that should be a red flag that they're actually in need of a lot more than they think they are. Because the truth is, and again, with 17 years of experience, and probably everybody here in the group can back this up, when you give a site to someone, even if you teach them how to use it, it's very unlikely that they're going to sustain anything when it comes to online marketing in terms of content creation, blogging, email marketing. Like, clients generally can't sustain that on their own because A, they don't really know how. B, they've never really been trained in the sense of why they're doing it. And C, they're so busy doing all the other stuff that they had to do before they engaged with you in the first place that it's not realistic. It's not even fair to think that they're going to be able to sustain that apart from some additional help. So be real about the relationship, right? So there's like five things that we just talked about. Like, be real about the time, be real about the tactics, be real about the strategy, be real about the results, be real about the relationship. Like, all of those things. And then when you lay it all out like that, clients are going to see that what you're offering is in fact a high ticket solution. It's a huge thing. It's a big win for everybody, because now they'll be able to invest in something where you can actually do your best work. And because you're doing your best work and you have the time and the resources to really pour into it, you can drive better results than anybody else. That's the key to high ticket consulting. And so it's a really important thing to kind of get things, to get your mind around, because that's what it actually takes to help clients. That's what clients really actually want. And again, with the caveat that not all clients fit into a high ticket consulting, you know, solution. You know, like, again, like the two things that we talked about before, like if you've got a client that can't scale in terms of their transaction load or their clientele or whatever, because they're just stuck. You know, they have a rigid business structure and the transaction value is low. Those, if you have both of those two things happening at the same time, you can't offer a high ticket solution to them because they can't take advantage of it. You know, even if they wanted to. So assuming that you're in a situation where you actually have a client that needs help, then imagine, like, how does it feel when you earn somebody's trust by saving them from these like flashy, phony, fake people? Like, imagine what that feels like. Imagine how appreciative they'll be because of you and what they'll say about you after you finish working with them. Like, look, imagine how that feels. Or how would it feel to see your client succeed because of the work that you put into it? I mean, I can tell you that is an insanely rewarding thing. Like, just, you know, even just through DoubleStack itself, which I've only been doing a relatively short time, like, I've seen people quadruple their revenue. You know, people buy new houses. You know, people dramatically change. They get out of debt. They pay off student loans. You know, they get into a situation where it's beyond their wildest dreams because they've tried all of these other things and it hasn't worked out for them, and they feel stuck and they don't know what to do. They don't want to go back to college. And even if they did, what would they do after that? And so people are freaking out. And then all of a sudden, look, they've actually taken advantage of the skills that they have and the years they've poured into it. And they've structured things in a way that enables them to actually succeed. You know, imagine how that feels. Imagine if, when you can do that for someone else. That's a huge thing. That's the genuinely thrilling and exciting aspect of high ticket consulting, because you deliver these high value results along with it. And how would it change your business if you stopped trying to sell these individual websites and started authentically serving your clients at this higher level in a way that your clients can't really get that anywhere else, because everybody's selling all these flashy Trojan horse funnel things, and you come along and save them from falling into that trap? Like, imagine how that would be. And how would it change your life if you knew that you could do that whenever you want? Like, you could onboard clients at that high value rate anytime that you want, because you make this mindset shift where you're not the one that is the scarce resource. And like you are the one that is the scarce resource. Finding clients is not. Like, most of the time, people think, oh, well, if I get a lead, if I get even a hint of somebody who might want a website, then you jump right on it. And like, just join any of the other Facebook groups other than this one that cater to web design or graphic design or any type of web development thing. If somebody jumps on there and says, hey, I'm looking for a website, or I need a new logo, or I need some business cards, there's like a bazillion replies instantaneously for everybody starving for that kind of stuff. If you want to quit doing that, you need to shift your mindset into something that's high ticket, high value like that, because very, very few people do it this way. Very few people. And so what that means is, when clients are looking for help and you show up, you're like Superman. You're like the hero. You're better than Superman. You're like Captain Marvel, if you've watched any of those shows. It's like you like rule the universe in that sort of situation, because nobody out there is really looking out for clients like that, even when they're trying. Like, there's a lot of people that have, you know, good moral values and all that sort of stuff in mind, but they haven't made the shift in their mindset with regard to who they are and what they do and what the value is that they really deliver. And they're still just kind of really, really hungry for leads and clients. When the truth is, what if you had like five or somewhere between 5 and 10 clients, each paying you like $1,000 a month? You know, that's not a lot of clients. It's less than a client a month. That's a 6-figure business. You know, how about that, right? And then that gives you the ability to really handle situations where you don't have to win a lot of clients. You have tons of your time as billable time versus non-billable. So you're leveraging your time. You're not working yourself to death doing a ton of free stuff. And you're genuinely helping people. I mean, I can't think of a better situation than that. So like, imagine how that would change your life, where if you didn't have to constantly worry where the next client's coming from, and you've got the revenue coming in to do great work, and you've got the lifestyle that goes along with it, where you're not burning yourself out. So if that sounds good, like if you're like, yeah, that sounds great, like I've got some skills, I want to put this together, let's get on the phone and talk about it. Like, the whole reason I offer to do free phone calls with people is because of this very thing. It's like, let's make that shift so that you can do this stuff. So it's better for you. It's better for your clients. Your clients win more customers, so it's better for their customers. Everybody wins after making this type of a shift. And it's the key to high ticket consulting. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time. We'll get on the phone for free and talk about how you can do this. And what we'll do during the call is we'll just lay out on the table, like, what are the skills that you have? Like, where do you feel like your strong points are? Where do you feel like maybe you want to kind of, you know, beef some things up a little bit? And also, what are your interests? Like, what do you like? What do you know about? Like, what are some areas that you have access to when it comes to helping people with their websites? And we'll lay it all out on the table, and then we'll put a step-by-step plan in place for exactly how you can take what you've got right now and then package it up in this high-ticket way where you're genuinely helping your clients. And of course, the result of doing that is you're charging dramatically more, 5 to maybe even 10 times more than you're currently charging, and you've got recurring revenue coming in. You've got that ongoing relationship with your clients where you don't have to constantly hunt for clients. You've got the stability of actually growing, and you've given yourself a business structure that can scale. That's another thing. It's like, just for a second, think through, where do you want your income to be? Like, what do you want your income to be, like, right now? Like, if you could have your ideal situation within being realistic, right? Like, how much work can you actually do, that kind of stuff. Like, what do you want? What would you expect for something that make you feel, hey, yeah, this is working, this is great? And if you say to yourself, well, it'd be great to make 10 grand a month, then think, well, what are you selling? Are you selling $1,000 websites? Are you selling $2,000 websites? How many websites do you have to sell every single month to hit that? And most of the time, people will say, wow, yeah, that's kind of an eye-opening thing. Even if I sold a website a week, I probably still wouldn't make it to the point where I want, unless I can dramatically increase the price of my work somehow. And that's, of course, the very thing that we want to talk about. Like, how do you do that? Because you can't just ramp up your price and keep on saying the same old stuff you used to say. Because if you do that, you priced yourself out of the market because you'll be saying the same words as everybody else. And so how is your client going to differentiate between your WordPress site and your SEO and your logo design and all these other things compared to someone else's when they're saying website and SEO and web design and logos and all the same words? Clients can't parse the difference. They don't have the technical knowledge to know that your code's better than theirs or whatever. And so when your price is 10 times more or even 5 times more, it's just dramatically high. You priced yourself out of the market. So you don't want to just shift the price points. And on top of that, you want to make sure that you don't just have these one and done projects. You got to be able to scale up with recurring revenue. And of course, so that's what we'll do. So we'll package together all of those types of things for you. And we'll put together a step-by-step plan in place. And then there you have it. So that's what we do on these calls. It's usually about 45 minutes. And, you know, that it's free. So head over to doublestack.net/call and, you know, go ahead and schedule a time and we'll get on the phone and it will be you and me. It's like just the two of us. Like I don't have like a call staff or center or anything like that. It's like you're literally calling me and there we have it. So, all right, guys. So that's what we've got for today. If that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call. And let me know what you think. Does this sound like the kind of thing, the kind of shift that you could make? You know, put a note in the comments and let me know if you felt like this was the kind of thing that you were looking for to kind of push you over the ledge into this sea of high ticket consulting and out of this whole thing where everybody's just frantically running around chasing all these low budget, high stress projects all the time. So awesome, guys. There we go. That's what we've got. And I will see you next Tuesday for another one of our sessions. Until then, have an awesome week. And don't forget to head over to doublestack.net/call if you want to talk. All right, guys, take care. High five for you.